November 18, 1900, the union of one's heart with that of Jesus makes one pass on to the state of perfect consummation. He continues to keep my heart inside his heart, and every now and then he deigns to let me see it, making feast as if he had made a great gain. In these days, when I find myself outside of myself, at the place that corresponds to the heart, instead of the heart I see the light that blessed Jesus sent me in those three breaths. Then, this morning, on coming, showing me his heart, he told me, "My beloved, which one would you like, my heart or yours? If you want mine, you will have to suffer more. Know, however, that I have done this to make you pass on to another state, because when one reaches union, one passes to another state, which is that of consummation, and in order to pass to the state of perfect consummation, the soul needs either my heart in order to live, or her own completely transformed into mine. Otherwise, she cannot pass on to this state of consummation." And I, all fearful, answered, "My sweet love, my will is no longer mine, but yours. Do whatever you want, and I will be more than happy." After this, I remembered about some difficulties of the confessor, and Jesus, seeing my thought, showed me as if I were inside a crystal, and this prevented others from seeing what the Lord was operating in me. Then he added, "Only in the reflections of light can one know the crystal and what it contains. The same with you, one who carries the light of faith will touch what I operate in you with his own hand. If then he does not, he will see things in a natural way.